You're listening to SBS News.
Melbourne held the title of world's most livable city for 7 years, but a new report shows Australia's second largest city still has plenty of room for improvement. Researchers at the RMIT Centre for Urban Research say livable cities have affordable and diverse housing linked by convenient public transport, walking and cycling infrastructure to employment and education, and public open spaces. The report from the centre's Healthy Livable Cities Group finds Melbourne is not meeting all those requirements and needs to work to create a so-called walkable city where people can easily get where they need to be without a car. The report's author, Billy Giles Cortai, says the city's current net density target of 15 dwellings per hectare is well below the desired figure of at least 25 dwellings per hectare in a walkable city. Professor Giles Cortai says the city's current policy needs to be reconsidered.
The walkable neighbourhood should underpin a livable city, because a livable city should be made up of walkable neighbourhoods where people can walk, cycle, use public transport, and that is really critical, and the buildings at too low densities to achieve that.
The report also calls for redistributing employment across the city to reduce commute times, ease traffic congestion, and encourage more physical activity. The Victorian government says if it wins re-election, it will build a $50 billion suburban rail line to link the eastern suburbs with Melbourne Airport and the west. Professor Giles Cortai has commended the proposal and says it could also help provide employment opportunities.
I think that the new connecting outer suburban rail link that's been proposed has actually got great potential, particularly if those transport hubs or the train stations could be made into what we call transit-oriented development. So, you know, people can live and work in those areas so that you actually end up with local employment, people using alternatives, not having to get in a car.
The report also finds a lack of adequate public transport for people living in and around Melbourne. Victorian planning provisions say 95% of Melbourne residences should be within a 400 metre walk of a bus stop, 600 metres from a tram stop, or 800 metres from a train station. But the report has found only 69% of residences and 14% of suburbs in Melbourne meet the target. Public Transport Users Association spokesman Daniel Bowen says regularity of services is also an issue for those living outside the central business district.
Unfortunately, at the moment, the benchmark doesn't seem to take into account how often the bus might run from that bus stop. I mean, if there's a bus stop 100 metres from your house, that's good. But if that bus only runs once an hour and it stops at, say, 8 p.m. and it doesn't run in on the weekends, then it's probably not a great option for most people compared to just jumping in their car. And that's the reality in a lot of these outer suburbs.
Mr. Bowen says other transport alternatives also need to be made more accessible to Melburnians.
Upgrading walking and cycling facilities, bike lanes and bike paths, better footpaths in some areas which are lacking, to make sure that, people more often can choose to get around without having to jump in their car.
Professor Giles Cortai says the key to a more livable city is better long-term planning. She says the current government and future governments need to plan for 50 years from now rather than just look for short-term fixes.
There's a lot of things that we're talking about doing. The question is, can we get bipartisan support to make it happen? Because what a city needs is not just one government's plan. It needs a city plan of which governments of different persuasion will deliver the plan.
Tara Cozzoletto, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.